الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له اشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله ارسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعه ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما Praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. We praise Him. We seek His help. We seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil of our own selves. Whom Allah guides, there is none who can lead Him astray. And whom Allah leads to stray, there is none who can guide Him aright. I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, alone and without partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is his slave and messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him with the truth, as a bearer of glad tidings and a warner ahead of the hour. Verily Allah and his angels sent blessings upon the Prophet. O ye who believe, ask blessings upon him and greet him with a word of greeting. Amma ba'd. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, inshallah, in the khutbah today, I would like to remind myself and you of a commandment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a minhaj, a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designated for the believer to deal with difficulties. This is personal to me in the sense that, as most of you know, my wife has been in intensive care, still is there for the last 3 weeks, and we don't know what decision Allah has ultimately made about her condition. Some things are getting better, but some things are not. So we're still waiting. This is my personal difficulty. But I'm not the only person that has difficulties. We all have difficulties of one type or another, and we will all have or have had difficulties like the one that I'm personally experiencing now with loved ones and who are in difficulty in terms of health and illness and even death. But as Muslims, as believers, we cannot react just any kind of way to these difficulties. We can't let our emotions overwhelm us and just do what we like. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, as I said, a minhaj, a way to deal with the difficulty inside the boundaries of Islam. So today, inshallah, I'd like to just remind myself and you of some of these methodologies that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has recommended and commanded us to do. Sort of like some of you may have in your home an earthquake prepared kit. You have some water and matches and things that you think you'll need in case of emergency. Well, think of this as your difficulty emergency kit prescribed to you by the Lord of all the worlds. The first thing that we must understand in any difficulty is that the difficulty is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not from outside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power or purpose. It is from Allah. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in his book, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ خَوْفٍ وَجُوعٍ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ أَصَابَتْهُم مُّصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إن إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة أولئك هم المهتدون. صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in translation, be sure, we will test you with something of fear and hunger, some loss in goods or lives or the fruits of your labor. But give glad tidings to those who patiently persevere, who say when afflicted with calamity, to Allah we belong and to Him is our return. They are those on whom descend blessings from Allah and mercy, and they are the ones who receive guidance. Sadaqa Allahu al-Azim. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us here that anything that comes to you, difficulty, is from Allah. It's a test for you. And Allah will test you in all of those categories He said, and to have you maintain patience is the acknowledgement that you are a believer. That you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That you believe in Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir, that Allah has power over everything. And that you submit to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. And you show that submission by having patience. And the essence of patience is waiting. And the hardest part of patience is waiting. Waiting to see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided, not while He's making up His mind. It's done. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the decisions about us from when He created us. So, well, what should we do? He already made a decision. There's nothing. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you a space to make a decision about how you're going to accept this. Are you going to be patient or are you not going to be patient? But Allah already knows if you're going to be patient. Because He doesn't have to wait till you decide to know what you're going to do. He's outside of the time frame that you live in. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you this opportunity and this advice, this guidance on how to deal with the disaster that comes to you, that give good news to the patient. Those who say, when disaster strikes them, we belong to Allah and to Allah we are returning. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that from these people come the rahmah and the guidance from Allah, because they follow what Allah said to do and say, and the rahmah of that comes to them. They know that this is from Allah and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them a way to deal with it. The second thing we want to point out to you is that if the situation or the difficulty you're dealing with is such that it's a matter of life and death, then we must always know that wallahu yuhyi wa yumeet, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives life and He gives death. That it's not pneumonia, bacilli, or flu viruses that kill people. This is the methodologies. This is the means that Allah uses. But it is Allah that decides who dies from what. Because if it was the germs or a plane crash or a bullet, then everybody who got a cold or a germ would die. Everybody who was in a plane crash would die. Everybody who got shot would die. But we know that doesn't happen. That some people die and some people live. By the permission of Allah and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever difficulty is, this life or death, you have to know that it is Allah that gives this life or gives this death. And it's only His decision. The doctor can't save your life. He can make efforts on your behalf, and if Allah wants, He makes them successful. If He doesn't want, He makes them not successful. Moving on, the next thing we need to know is that whatever it is that we are facing, it's inevitable. There was no way to avoid it. See, sometimes people say, like in this the previous ayah, the beginning of the ayah says, don't be like the unbelievers who say, if the person had stayed with us, they wouldn't have been killed, or they wouldn't have died. As if their death is avoidable in some way. It's not avoidable. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book, Uzu Billahi Min Shaitan Rajeem, Ma asaba min musibatin fil ardi wa la fi anfusikum illa fi kitabin min qabli an nabraha. Inna dhalika ala Allahi yaseer. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in translation, no misfortune can happen on the earth or in yourselves, but is recorded in a decree by Allah before He brings it into existence. And this is easy for Allah. So Allah tells you, don't worry, you have to go through this. There was no, if I had only done this, there's a hadith from Abu Hurairah that says that it opens the door to the shaitan. There's no error. There's only Allah, give me strength, give me patience to deal with what you have decreed for me. And help me. Yes, you can ask. Allah knows what we want. We want our beloved ones. We want our properties and all these things to be safe. And we don't want to lose them. But Allah, who ya'limu wa antum la ta'alimu. Allah knows and you don't know. It may be that you love a thing that's not good for you and dislike a thing that is good for you, and you don't know. So we have to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is best for us, and that what He says to us was made before it even came into existence. Moving on, we must have patience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَصَبْرِ لِحُكْمِ وَرَبِّكَ فَإِنَّكَ بِأَيُّنَا فَإِنَّكَ بِأَيُّنِينَ صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now await in patience the command of your Lord, for verily thou art in our eyes. So again, Allah has made a decision. You just don't know what it is yet. And as we said in the beginning of the khutbah, the essence of patience is waiting. And the hardest part of patience is waiting. Yes. So we're waiting. We wait to see. Am I going to lose my car? Am I going to lose my loved one? Am I going to lose this? Is God going to give shifa'ah? Is God going to save this for me? Whatever it is, we have to wait. Sometimes the wait is short. Sometimes it's long. This is in the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in His rahmah and His wisdom, He knows why it's long or why it's short, and gives you the opportunity to react accordingly to these things. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we must also know that waiting and being patient is a difficult thing. Unless we have a certain quality, and unless we have a certain knowledge. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this book, Uzu Billahi Min Shaitan Rajeem, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. This is the quality that we need to have. Allah says in translation, nay, and seek Allah's help with patience and perseverance in prayer. It is indeed hard, except for those who bring a lowly spirit, khushu', who have humility, who understand that they are the slaves of Allah, and Allah can do with the slave what He pleases to do. You have no specific right with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, I'm such and such. I'm the Malik of this, or I'm the son of so and so. Why? This is not supposed to happen to me. No, you don't have that right. Khushu'. From your humility, humbleness before Allah. Allah, I'm your slave. Let me be patient. Help me to be patient. And then the knowledge that you have to have is that الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُوا رَبِّهِمْ وَأَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. That these people know that they will meet Allah and to Allah their return. The same as we said in the beginning of the ayah. If you don't know that, if you don't have that knowledge, you cannot be patient, because you think that something else is doing this to you. Something else is causing that. If you could only change this or that, then this would change. But no, Allah is telling you, He gave you this information so that you can use it. And also, we must know that we are not to be deceived by the life of this world or by the shaitan. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha al-nabi, ya ayyuha al-nasu, inna wa'da Allahu haq. Fala taghurrannakum al-hayat al-dunya, wala yaghurrannakum billahi al-ghurur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O man, certainly the promise of your Lord is true. Let not the present life deceive you, or let the chief deceiver deceive you about Allah. So what does Allah say about the highest of dunya? I defy anyone here to find somewhere in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises this highest of dunya. It's not there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا الْحَيَاتُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. What is the life of this world but brief enjoyment of deceptive things? So don't let this life fool you. Don't let people start influencing you to believe that this life is all there is. Don't put all your eggs in one basket, as they say. And especially not in the basket of the dunya. Because all you have to do is take a trip to the cemetery. And you know that you're not going to be here forever. This life has a beginning and it has an end. And the things that we do here make the record that speak for or against us in the akhirah, in the life after this one. So you need to spend your time and focus on doing what will be beneficial to you in the akhirah. Well, I have to make a living, Brother James. You know, I have to feed my family. Yeah. Right, you do. But if you try to feed your family so that you can say, yeah, I fed my family, I took care of my peace of good and bad. Allah doesn't accept anything that you don't do in His cause. And what is His cause? Moving yourself closer to Allah, being more in compliance with His commandments to you, to be more obedient. As the Prophet ﷺ used to pray, O turner of heart, please keep my heart turned in obedience to you. If you feed your family or buying houses or land or whatever for any other reason than that, so I can do some good that will help me move closer to Allah, forget about it. You're done. As soon as this dunya ends, and they throw the dirt in your face, your eyes closed, your mask comes through the throat and out your mouth, you're done. You're finished. And everything you work on this dunya is done. And so don't let the hayat dunya fool you, as Allah said. And don't let the shaitan fool you about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the shaitan will come to you in your moments of difficulty. And he will whisper to you, now you see, you pray, you fast. Why is Allah doing all this to you? Look at this guy over here. He drinks, he got 15 women, he got 300 illegal children, he got this, he got that. And he's doing great. Oh, okay. If you follow that, then the shaitan has got you. You are the slave of Allah. Allah said He will test you. So don't let the waswas of the shaitan fool you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I said, Inna Allah laysa bidhalimi al-ibad. Bidhalimi al-abid. Stop about that. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah is not unjust to His slaves. So whatever you're going through, it's not injustice from Allah. Allah is not putting something because He doesn't like you, or He wants to just punish you willy-nilly or whatever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا كَلِفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. that no soul does he place a burden on more than it can bear. So if it's on you, you have the capacity to bear it. It's just a matter of, are you going to do it the right way or the wrong? Are you going to do it with patience and perseverance from Allah, or are you going to complain every step of the way? Are you going to ask, why did Allah do this? Because this question makes a lot of unbelievers. The disasters that happen in the world, the catastrophes that happen in the world make a lot of unbelievers. Because if you talk to anybody who, most of the people who say they're atheists or don't believe in Allah, the first reason they give you they don't believe is because look at all the bad things that happen in the world. Look at the tsunami. Look at this. My father died. My sister got sick. My this, my that, my that. You don't understand that they are the slaves of Allah. That Allah created them and he can do with them as he pleases. But Allah is never, never unjust to any of his slaves. Alhamdulillah, Fatiri Samawati wa Ardi Bahil Mala, Ikati Rusul and Uli Adminatan, now of the land of Arabia. The Zidu Fil Khalki may share in the law of Kuli Shaykh. Ashadu Allah, Ilaha illallah, Wahdahu la Sharika lah. Ashadu Anna Muhammadan Abdu wa Rasul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us along with these ayahs, and there are many other ayahs in the Quran that say basically the same thing. But these are some that I just picked out that are easy to remember and concise and put together in your survival kit, your disaster survival kit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guaranteed us, that if we have taqwa of him and follow his guidance, that he will make a way for us out of every difficulty. Well, Allah says in his book, أَوْزُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that whoever has taqwa of Allah, he will make a way for them out of every difficulty. So far. This is your guarantee from Allah, that he will make a way for you out of every difficulty. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also said in Surah Al-Ashraf, فَإِنَّ مَا أُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَا أُسْرِ يُسْرًا صَلَقَ مَا أُلَمِ. That verily with every difficulty there is relief. With every difficulty there is relief. And finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Izzah, لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا. صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you have indeed in the Apostle of Allah a beautiful pattern of conduct for anyone whose hope is in Allah at the final day and who indeed is much in the remembrance of Allah. Who in the history of human life on this planet suffered any more difficulty than the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He lost all of his children except one before he died. He lost his wife. He lost his protecting uncle. He lost his grandfather. He lost his companions. And this book, this Quran, was revealed to the Prophet ﷺ to cover all the events that took place in the last 23 years of his life, to give him guidance on how to deal with it, and thereby give us guidance on how to deal with it. Anything you ever went through, the Prophet ﷺ went through, and more. It's in the book. And this is why the Book of Allah is there for you. Now, 500, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, forever to the Yawmul Qiyamah, the Book of Allah is there with advice for any human being who wants to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and know how to deal with good things, good times, and bad times, and anything in between. May Allah help us to keep these things in remembrance. Allahumma akfir al-muslimina wal-muslimat. Al-mu'minina wal-mu'minat. Al-ahya'i minhum wa al-amwat. إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وتغفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون أقيموا الصلاة